Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast, guys. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. We came out of Memorial Day weekend. Wow. And some crazy things have been happening. Tragic things have been happening across this nation. And it all started in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It didn't necessarily start there because this has been happening. And I am, yes, referring to the murder of George Floyd amongst other victims who have been murdered by the police, unarmed, and things like that. It's sad, man. I have family. I have black men in my family. Hell, I'm black. And, you know, to have a fear of being pulled over by someone who's supposed to protect and serve, like get pulled over for a ticket. I'm not a murderer. I'm not trying to rob nobody or nothing like that. I'm just on my way from point A to B. And I have to worry about if something's going to go down because I got the wrong motherfucker. That's sad. It's scary and it's sad. I got nephews. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we see a lot of posts on Facebook. People are angry with the people that are rioting and protesting and stuff like that. Now, I get having some type of feeling about the looting and stuff like that. You know, I get that, you know, you don't want to see somebody go in a rage and tear shit up. It hurts you to see them hurt. So I'm hoping that that's the place that that's coming from. But, you know, mention the murder. I'm just tired of seeing posts about the looting. Man, black people. What about the man who died? Because if it was mine, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably burn the whole goddamn city down too. Because I'll never get them back. But you can rebuild the city. That doesn't justify violence or any form of fashion. My point is something much bigger happened that triggered this huge protest across our nation. So pay attention to that more than saying, you know, black people kill black people, you know, black on black crime. Hell, white people kill white people. I mean, shit, mass murders, shooting up school, killing babies. I mean, we all have our shit. But there's something wrong. There's something hugely wrong with cops and police, people who are supposed to protect and serve, killing people, a group of people more. I mean, it's more frequently that are unarmed, that are not posing a threat. I mean, it's crazy, you know? So I wanted to play some clips for you today. It's something different that I wanted to do. This is why this podcast is being posted very, very much so late. I had to go through them. I had to edit them. And then I had to put them together, blah, blah, blah. I got a new software that I'm using. So I'm trying to learn it. So I'm glad you guys was patient with me for this segment. So I got two guys that I love very much. I got my cousin, Rodney Wash. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia. He had went live on Facebook and talked about his feelings on the topic and on the tragedy of George Floyd and the things that are surrounding that tragedy and the things that go back related to that tragedy, meaning the things that we've been dealing with for a long damn time now and why people are so angry. And, you know, he's puzzled himself like why. But I love his opinion. It's very heavy. So I wanted to share that. I wanted to share that today. Nothing that I can say, it doesn't compare to his opinion. So I felt it was important to play that. My best friend Dante, he is in Cleveland, Ohio. We were talking and I asked if I could put his clip on as well. And he was more than happy to let me do it. So my heart goes with you guys. Be safe. I love y'all. I am so excited to play this for you guys. It's very heavy. I love it. And I just love to have a conversation. One thing that I do want to say in my opinion on things as far as racism in this country, people are saying bring it into racism. the way that cancer spreads, it's so heartbreaking. The way that racism spreads, it's heartbreaking. And the reason why I compare the two is because racism to me is a disease. It is a disease. I read an article about it years ago. And ever since I read that article, I was like, yeah, it is a damn disease. It's a disease. We could try to change one person at a time. And you know what I'm saying? And there's some people who have implicit bias towards groups of people. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know. It's unconscious. That's why it's important that people have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. Whenever, before this, there was like a big elephant in the room. You really couldn't talk about it. You know, you have a person that was white and you have a person that's black. And, you know, you're talking or whatever. But there's an elephant in the room. You want to go deeper. You want to have an open, you want to talk to them like you talk to people that look like you. And I feel like it's come a time now where people can have a real conversation about it. People that want to talk about it. Whether you're white, whether you're black, you can have a conversation about it. Tear down certain walls to get closer to a certain group of people. You know, we got a lot of talented black people out here. We got tons of talented black people. We got tons of talented white people. And just think about if you could collaborate, network with certain people that you don't think that you'd normally collaborate with. Like, you just never know what we could do together. It's a disease, y'all. And it spreads like fucking cancer. And I hate that it does through generation. So I'm going to start with Dante's clip. I felt that it was very important and to put this clip on here. So I'm gonna start with Dante's clip. So like I said, he's from Cleveland, Ohio. He's my best friend. He actually calls himself Lamar. He's probably gonna kill me because I call him Dante. But here's his clip right here.
And I understand, like, you know, you say the family grieve, the family hurt. You know, what about the family? So you have to understand that this shit is so connected. That, you know, there are so many mothers out there that have lost their sons. And I understand they ain't even just fucking white people who are killing us. It's black people who are killing us, too. So it's so many mothers that have lost their sons. But to know that this is a way that they can do it and get away with it and be off, like fucking George Zimmerman have not only not, you know, out of jail, but he's fucking selling guns, signing fucking autographs for money and shit. Like, what do you mean? I'm just saying, is that fucking mentality that even if it happened, it was just a little black boy. Right. I heard a news anchor say, it tickled me pink. Because I felt like it was a little fucked up to say, but you know, but it still tickled me pink. He was like, he said, if you really want to change gun laws in America, I wish these black people who protesting would just go get guns legally. That'll make them change the laws real quick. And it hit home, but in a way, and I know you feel this thing because you understand that it's a real thing. It's something we live with. It's something we deal with daily. But the fact that you could just be at the wrong place at the wrong time and be not only damn near accused for something that you didn't do, but because you fit the stereotype, because you fit the mold, because you are who you are. I don't know how often you experience it, but like I told you, just to be, you know, walking down the street and I see somebody cross the whole street to go in a direction they're not even going, just to make sure that they're not on the same sidewalk as with me. And this is before Corona. I don't want you to think this is a Corona thing. Like to be in the elevator and see this little bitch kind of tug her shit a little bit tightly because she don't know if I'm gonna grab it. You know how insulting that shit is? Like to be walking my motherfucking dog and I have the police come and ride up next to me and ask me what am I doing in my motherfucking neighborhood right across the street from my fucking door. How fucking humiliating that shit is. Like to be in a, like, so I'm just saying, so I have, like, that's just my own personal situation. But I know motherfuckers that experienced a lot worse. Just because we black. Ain't did shit to nobody. That's why I say, I understand, like, we doing this shit now, but you have to understand, like, to be honest with you, we got to be the most peaceful people to have half of the shit they have done to us and continue to do to us in the way we take it. At this point, and not to sound ignorant, and I respect for you, like, where a lot of people be coming from, like, you know, the businesses didn't do nothing, this didn't do nothing, you shouldn't do that, you're going to put some people out of work by doing, fuck everybody at that point. Because until you realize and see that I'm here, that's just like, motherfucker, like, I'm reading a chat, you know, or a chat from, like, you know, just watching a protest, you see all these ignorant-ass white people, and you see ignorant-ass black people commenting as well. But then, ultimately, like, when I see people say, all lives matter, and I be thinking, like, you can't fucking acknowledge that all lives matter until you first really see that black lives matter, until you see that we're here, and that we do matter. Don't tell me that all lives matter, because apparently, you chanting that shit to drown us out. Get the fuck out of here with that. Like you said, you have a platform to speak on a topic that so easily, you know, we speak and we talk and we do this, and then, you know, a lot of shit never get done, or people never hear it, or some voices never, you know. But here, so you do have a platform, you got followers, and let's say, so you say you only got a few followers right now, who's to say you may not, you know, you get a large following on just talking on something that hit homes. So I don't know if it hit homes for you, but that's why I say, when talking about it, just like, to be honest with you, it kind of get me riled up, and I could be starting to chill, but I'll get riled up talking about this shit, because it kind of make me mad that the shit still happens so frequently. Mm-hmm. And that I know that it could be me if I get the wrong motherfucker that pulled me over at a fucking traffic stop, that say I look like somebody when I'm, you know, just saying. So it's the low shit.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed his clip. Like I said, it was heavy to me. I felt it needed to be heard. I wanted to give them a platform. They already have their own platforms, but I wanted to get it out, because it did something for me. And I'm hoping that it does something for you, whether you're white or you're black. I, like I said, I love all people. I don't believe that all cops are bad. I don't believe that all people are bad. But there's something very much wrong here. There's something very much wrong here. So I'm going to get on with it. I'm going to play Rodney's clip. He's actually a host of his own talk show, and it's, I don't know if I can say the network on here, but if I'm gonna find out, and if I can, I'm gonna share it. But I will tell you this, it's called A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash. He is awesome. I love it. I watch him, and he's very much so inspired me to even create this podcast. So I'm gonna play Rodney's clip. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys really listen and open up your hearts and, you know, feel this, whether you're white or whether you're black. And if you like it, you can take it, you can steal it. It's open. Like I said, he went live, so this stuff is already public. But his name is Rodney Wash. You can find his Facebook, RodneyWash. His Facebook should have his Twitter, his Instagram, and all of his handles and stuff like that. So you can go and follow and stuff like that. So here's his clip right here, guys.
What I don't understand about America is that we built America. We built it. I don't care how you want to put it, black folks built America. We came from Africa and whatever we came from into a foreign land. Learned English. Learned religion from you guys. You know, we made stoplights, we invented electricity, but we cannot put our name on it. But y'all use us till we can't. Y'all work us to the bone. To the bone. Breastfeed your babies. Raise your children. Help you get a wonderful system going on in America. But we're still not good enough. What more do black people have to do? What more? My ancestors paid their dues to this country. We fought y'all wars. What more do a black man have to do to prove his place in America? I don't know. I think we're done with that. I think we're done with proving and trying to look good for somebody. I think we're done. We're tired. We're tired. And when you get riots and when you get retaliation, I feel like you should not be angry with it. You should not be mad about it. You should deal with it. You're literally killing black people. You're killing black people. I had a story back in the 1940s when my grandmother told me that her cousin was dating a white girl. Fortunately, that her dad was part of Ku Klux Klan. And they came to this boy's house, his mother's house, took him out of his house, hung him on a tree, and cut his penis off, stuck in his mouth. This is the 1940s. And you wonder why some black people don't like white people. You wonder why. Because I have stories like that embedded in my brain for what was passed down to me. And I try so bad and would be like, you know what? It's not the same, grandma. It's not the same, great grandpa. It's not the same. But it's literally the same. It's different times and different ways. Now the Ku Klux Klan is really the police officers. And we have a justice system who does not work for us. But we worked our ass off for America. In America, where they don't even care about you from a born baby, they're afraid of you. They don't like you. They want to kill you. They want to get rid of you. I'm sorry. That's why I'm really apprehensive of having children. And I never said it on here, but I don't want my son or daughter growing up in fear for their color. I don't want that. I don't want that. I just don't want that for my child. Or for anyone's child. Just going through all that hatred because of how you look. Something you can't help, you guys. You can't help that. Something you can't change. And when I think of my grandparents and my great-grandmother and my great-great-great-grandmother and all the shit they had to go through for me to be here today, and we're still going through it, it's crazy. It's crazy. Just use, and use. He can't use no more. That is America. And if white people do not see an issue with this going on, you are the effing problem. Period. If you don't see an issue with what's going on, and you're white, you're the problem. Hold your people accountable. Hold them. It's not fair. It's not fair. And then one day you're going to wake up, America going to be so different. Black folks going to start shooting back and getting tired. This is not the same generation as it was way back when. These black kids really are something else. They're going to get tired. And I can't blame them. I can't. Because I don't know how I feel. That was my niece, my nephew, my dad, my brother. Being killed for being black, basically. Not because he murdered 1,000 people. Not because he killed someone and y'all had to gun him down because he was really hurting and harming someone. You are literally killing people for senseless tickets for court dates. Can't see the day in court because they dead. That does not make sense.
Like I told you guys, I loved it. I loved his opinion. I loved his passion when he talked about it. And so that's the reason why I wanted to share it. My personal thoughts on things that we could do to possibly to make things a whole lot better. I'm going to start with saying that I used to think that my vote didn't count. So therefore, I never voted. I know that people will slap me for saying that. I've gotten so many debates over this throughout the years. But something that I had to realize, see, there's nothing wrong with realizing that you've been doing it wrong. It's nothing wrong with realizing that, you know what I'm saying, that you could do something different. I had to really self-evaluate and ask myself, why wouldn't I go and register to vote? And my reason was because I never thought that it counted. The reason why I didn't, I always thought, you know, they're going to put whoever they want in there. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? They just probably want the votes to see where the majority at or what we think or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they just needed the numbers. And I never thought that it counted. But something that I had to realize is that somebody fought for this right for me to vote. And it was very selfish of me. It was very ungrateful of me. It was a slap in my ancestors, in my, you know what I'm saying? The things that people went through before me to fight for this, for my great grandparents, for my great great grandparents. I had to get myself in a place of education. You know what I'm saying? I had to read up on it. I had to really do some soul searching and really understand that that's a right that somebody fought for me to have. Not only as a black person, but as a woman as well. And I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to vote this year. And I encourage other people to vote. I went to the preliminaries here in Alabama. It happened right before the shutdown. And I was very excited to do it. And I'm hoping that other people do it. Even if you don't believe that it counts, it doesn't hurt for you to go and do it. Support your community because they're asking you to do it. Do it. It won't make you, it won't break you. But it may make a change. And if that's a possibility, why not do it? We got to get off our asses. And we got to do these things. We got to. You know, and we're very much aware of the systematic racism. We're very much aware of the structure of the system that was not necessarily built in our favor. So what are we going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? Let's start with voting. There's something that I did see on Facebook. There was a person who was white who made a post on Facebook in the comments of this one post where this girl that was white said some real ignorant shit about the whole George Floyd murder. And I ain't even gonna say what she said, but you can only imagine the ignorant shit that I'm talking about. And people was just like, you know, fuck, you know, forget her and cussing and stuff like that. And just very upset that she had the audacity to post it. But he posted on there. He said, I'm glad she posted it. I'm glad that she posted it because now we know who these people are. Now we know who we need them to expose themselves. You know what I'm saying? There's some people who look at their coworkers different now because there's conversations that's happening and people are starting to see that. And hear their real opinions. You know what I'm saying? And we've been working together for how long? Your neighbors, your kids, parents, your kids, friends, parents. You just never know. You never know. But everything happens for a reason, y'all. And I want them to talk shit. Let them, because I want to know who they are. I want to know who I'm working with. You know what I'm saying? It's important that they do expose themselves. And you know, as a person that's white, the people who are out there that are really sincerely standing for the cause, because there is some people out there being imposters, starting some shit. I heard they had bricks waiting at a city hall. It's a setup, y'all. Don't fall for that. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. As always, you can go on my Facebook, Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER. You can find all of my social media sites on there. You can click on the links. You can click share and subscribe or follow. I'm on like 5 different platforms with the podcast. There's Breaker, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, which is my main platforms is Anchor and Spotify. And Google Podcasts, there's Radio Plus, and I think that's all 5, if I name 5. But you guys have a wonderful day. Please be safe. Okay? I love y'all. I'm praying for the families that lost their loved ones to police brutality. Something's got to shake. We got to start having this conversation, y'all. You guys have a great day.